Very warm greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家热忱的问安。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们翻到以弗所书第六章。
Now we finish the Christian's full armor of God.
我们已经查考过了基督徒的全副军装。
Then we learned about the Christian needing to pray because we are in battle.
我们也学习到了因为信徒们是在征战中，因此我们需要祷告。
In chapter 6 verse 18.
18节，第六章18节。
So as individuals,
所以我们个人呢，
we must know that having on the full armor of God, we must be daily, constantly persevering in prayer. Otherwise, we will fall also.
所以我们个人若穿上了全神所赐的全副军装，我们也要知道我们必须天天不住的祷告，不然的话我们也会跌倒的。
But then we are also reminded in verse 18 not just about our individual walk.
我们在十八节神也提醒了我们，这不只是关于我们个人的生命生活。
In verse 18 we are reminded that the Christian must be concerned about other Christians in the spiritual battle.
这里也提醒了我们，我们作为信徒们也必须要顾念到在征战当中的其他信徒们。
To be supporting, to be encouraging them in prayer.
能够支持他们，在祷告当中支持他们，托住他们，来帮助他们。
Believing that prayer is important and prayer works.
要相信祷告是重要的，祷告是有效的。
So not only just to pray for ourselves in battle, but to pray for other Christians in battle.
所以不只是在征战当中为自己祷告罢了，也要为在征战当中的圣徒们祷告。
And the Apostle Paul said, "Pray for me, pray for the minister in the ministry of the word."
保罗也说，你要为我祈求，就是在事工当中服侍的这些服侍者的服侍主的人。
Because he believes that prayer empowers the worker in the ministry.
因为他相信祷告能够使在服事当中的这些工人们有能力去做工。
So he began to say, pray for those that are in the ministry.
所以他开始说要为着在服事当中的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So you see the movement.
所以你看见这些各种各样的运动。
From the individual putting on the armor.
从个人穿上了全副军装。
So that he won't fall.
好让他不会跌倒。
To the concern for fellow Christians that they don't fall.
还有就是对于我们其他的信徒们的顾念，让他们也不跌倒。
And now, to the work of the ministry, that it would have, the word of God would have success.
还有为着神话语的事工祷告，让神的话语能够有效。
The title today is about concern for those that are ministering in battle.
今天的主题是顾念在征战当中服事的这些圣徒们。
As saints, we are all in battle.
我们身为圣徒，我们都在征战。
We must care for those that are in battle.
我们也必须要顾念到那些在征战当中的圣徒们。
The ministry of the word.
就是在神话语上的事工。
They are forwarding the kingdom's work.
他们在扩展神的国度。
Look at verse 21.
看第二十一节。
Now Paul goes on to say that.But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do.
所以他说，你也要知道我的情况。
Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
所以在主里面所亲爱、忠心侍奉的主的弟兄推基古，要把我的事情告诉你们。
Now the Apostle Paul does not want the church worshippers to just live.In the bubble, their own bubble, and in their own individual lives.
所以保罗不要在教会当中的信徒们只过着他们自己的生活罢了。
He wants them to know what is happening in the ministry's work.
他要他们知道在事工当中的工作是怎么样的。
Look at verse 21.
第二十一节。
You might know my affairs.
让你能够知道我的境况。
How I do.
我是如何。
What is it about that is of concern to the church people. That should be of concern to them.
那对教会来说，他们该顾虑些什么事情？
He just said in verse 20.
在二十节他提到了。
He is an ambassador in bonds.
他是带锁链的使者。
Ambassador of the gospel.
是福音的使者。
So what is the affairs of the ambassador? What should he be doing?
所以作为福音的使者，他该做些什么事情呢？
the work of the kingdom.
神国度的事工。
He sent by a king.
他被君王差派。
To represent his kingdom and to defend his kingdom.
来代表他的国度，来捍卫他的国度。
And to make known to others about his king's work, king's kingdom.
也让别人知道这个君王的工作。知道他的国度。
So Paul is not talking about, well, whether his leg is injured, whether he is hungry, whether he is sad. He's not asking them to be concerned about that.
所以保罗不是说你要顾念我的脚受伤了，我肚子饿了等等这类的事情。
He says it's my affairs as ambassador of Christ.
所以你要了解我身为基督使者的境况是怎么样。
Now, not only that,
不只是这样。
In verse 21, he says, "Make known Tychicus will make known to you all things."
他说，推基古会把我所有的事情让你们知道。
Everything that I'm doing for the kingdom of God.
我为神国度所做的一切事情。
All things, this man Tychicus, he will make known to you.
所以这个弟兄推基古他会让你们知道这一切事。
And not just about him.
所以不只是关乎他自己的事情。
Verse 22.
22节,
Now that ye might know our affairs.
让你们也能够知道我们的光景。
So he was not someone who is self-absorbed, it's all about me.
所以他不是只顾自己的人。
He said our affairs.
他说是我们的光景。
What Tychicus and him and other fellow workers are doing in the kingdom's work.
所以就是弟兄推基谷还有其他的兄弟们还有他自己在神国度里头侍奉的时候的光景是怎么样的
We are supposed to be Christians that ought to be concerned about the kingdom's work.
所以我们作为信徒我们应该要关注神国度的事工
And to know that we are not fighting battles alone.
要知道我们不是一个人独自的征战
That other believers are interested.
那其他的信徒也有兴趣
They have a concern.
他们也顾念你们
Now, in fact, you look at verse 22.
你看第二十二节。
Now that he might comfort your hearts.
让他们能够安慰你们的心。
You see, the Apostle Paul is assured and he knows that the believers in the church of Ephesus were concerned that they need comforting.
所以他保罗知道在以弗所的信徒们他们顾念他们他们也需要他们的安慰。
It is the greatest encouragement for those that serve in the ministry to know that the people of God are so concerned that they need to be comforted.
所以在事工里头服侍的这些人知道神的百姓顾念他们的工作这是对他们来说很大的一个鼓励。
So, though we were going through the individual's full armor of God,
那虽然我们已经谈过了我们个人要穿上神所赐的全副军装。
Now, Paul was equipping the Christian not just to live his own life and fight and to be I'm concerned about his own battles.
所以当保罗要装备这些信徒们，他不是要装备他们去为自己而活，或者是自己各自的去
征战。He moved to praying for other saints in battle.
他说你要为在征战当中其他的圣徒们祈求。
Now he says, care for those that are in the ministry doing God's battle, their ambassadors.
他说现在的你们要顾念那些在侍奉当中神的国度当中工作的这些人，他们在征战着。
There are three.Groups of people that we can learn from regarding care for the saints in battle.
那在顾念征战中的圣徒这个课题呢，我们能够顾念到三种的人物。
The first is from Paul himself.
那首先就是保罗自己。
Now the second is from this man called Tychicus.
那另外一个呢，就是从这个兄弟推基古的身上。
Tychicus. Now after that, it's also from the worshippers in Ephesus.
那最后呢，我们也看见从以弗所教会的信徒们，他们身上我们也可以学一些功课。
What can we learn about caring for the saints in battle?
所以我们在关于顾念征战中的圣徒这个课题能学些什么呢
？Why should we care for saints in the battle?
为什么我们需要顾念征战中的圣徒
？Are you caring for the saints in battle?
你是否有顾念在征战当中的圣徒们
？How did Paul show his care for the saints in battle？
所以保罗怎么样去顾念这些征战中的圣徒们
？Now he made sure that they understood how to stand. That's why he wrote in detail about the Christian full armor.
所以他要确保这些信徒们能够站立得稳，所以他写了很多关于基督徒全副军装的这个课题。
His main concern that It was the believer being able to resist and to stand all the days of his life.
所以他的 顾念就是要这些信徒们能够站立得稳，在他一生当中能够站稳。
Caring for saints is caring for their spiritual welfare.
所以顾念圣徒的意思就是顾念他们属灵的光景。
That they win spiritual battles.
让他们能够在属灵的征战当中能够胜利。
It is not to please them and make them happy and let them choose whatever they want in life, and so that you don't have bad friendships. I should not tell the person these things.
所以顾念他们不是说让他们的生活能够更好过，让你不会失去这样子的友谊，不要告诉他们做错的事情，让你自己不会失去这些朋友。
It is a great concern about the person.Spiritual walk,
而是真正的去眷顾某个人的属灵的光
景。That the person has not fallen and is not falling into the deceptions of Satan.
让这个人不会陷入撒旦的谎言中。
So Paul showed his care that way.
所以保罗是这样子的顾念这些圣徒们。
Because it's a spiritual battle.
因为他知道这是一个属灵的征战。
And then he also cared for them by asking people to pray for them.
所以他也是。要其他的圣徒们为这些信徒们祷告，这是他怎么样顾念这些信徒。
I said last week, the greatest care, genuine care, is when you truly pray for another brother or sister.
所以我上个星期说过的，一个真正顾念其他信徒的人呢，就是真正的去为他们祷告。
Many of us like to talk about others.
我们很多人喜欢谈到别人的事
情。Complain about others.
去埋怨其他人做的事情。
Well, under the guise that we are concerned about the person.
那我们就戴着这个面具说我们的确眷顾他们。
But it's nothing more, nothing more than just desire to gossip.
那我们的心愿只不过是要说些闲话罢了。
Desire to make someone, to pull someone down.
是让人家显得难看。
How much we pray for the person.
我们到底有为他们祷，有多少的祷告呢？
It's our true care for the person.
那就能够表现出我们的确是否真正的眷顾他们。
So Paul said, pray for others.
所以保罗说你要顾念他们。
At our prayer meetings,
在我们的祷告会上
is to model this.
就是要按着这里所给我们的模式。
Why do we put in the prayer list?
为什么我们要有祷告的事项呢？
Why do we encourage you to submit your prayer request?
为什么我们要鼓励大家来提交你们的祷告事项？
Why do we encourage others to pray for each other?
为什么我们鼓励其他人为彼此来代祷？
Because it's part of the care for those saints, for each one of us who are in battle, spiritual battle.
因为这是在顾念着我们每一个人在征战当中的每一个圣徒们。
That must be our great joy.
这应该是我们最大的喜乐。
I'm very, very happy whenever I receive texts from you all. Pastor, can you please pray for this and ask the church to pray for this?
所以当我领受到你们大家所提交的祷告事项，说为我祷告，为教会，要教会为我祷，为这个事情祷告，我心里面很高兴。
It tells me that you believe in prayer.
这告诉我你相信祷告。
It tells me that you trust in prayer.
就告诉我你信靠祷告的能力。
And greater joy still for all of us is.That each one of us take down and we really want to pray for the person.
那更大的喜乐就是我们每一个人把这些祷告的事项抄下来，真的要为这些圣徒们祷告。
That concern, that love,
眷顾他们，顾念他们。
Now sometimes when I'm praying in a group,
那有的时候我在小组里面祷告的时候
，I hear a lot of sound around me, other and the other groups also praying.
我听到我们周旁有很多的声音，因为其他的小组也在祷告。
My heart is filled with a lot of joy.
我心里面也充满着喜乐。
Because it is a time where the saints are wrestling in prayer for other saints.
因为这是这些圣徒们在祷告当中为着其他的圣徒在祈求。
The saints are wrestling in prayer for the church of God.
他们在为着神的教会借着祷告来征战。
So I hope we don't look at the list and say, oh, tonight this is a long list.
所以我希望大家不会看到祷告事项，说今天晚上的祷告事项那么长。
But view it as.The prayer support for other saints.
要把这个祷告事项看成是你在为着其他的圣徒来资助他们。
Now, but there's one thing that the Apostle Paul taught the Christians in the church.
那在这里呢，使徒保罗教导当时的教会一件事情。
To be concerned about the kingdom's work I've mentioned.
那提过了，就是要眷顾，要顾念神。
Although he is in another place, in Rome.
虽然他在另外一个地方，在罗马。
He says, I want you to know what's happening in Rome.
他说我要你们知道在罗马的光景是什么。
I want you to know that although I'm in prison,
我让大家知道虽然我在监狱里，
the work of God is moving, is forwarding,
但神的工作是仍然前进着。
Roman soldiers are getting saved.
罗马的兵丁也得救了。
The gospel is entering into the palaces of Caesar.
这福音已经传到凯撒的皇宫里去了。
So that is why also in our prayer meetings, we include prayer for other churches.
这也是为什么在祷告会上呢，我们也为着其他的教会祷告。
Although it's the last item, do not take it as,All right, we just say a few words for these churches. We don't really know them. We don't really care about this in there. We just say something.
所以虽然这个祷告事项是在最后一项，但我们不该把它看成哦，这是其他的教会，我们就为他说几句话就行了，根本不关心他们。
I'm constantly amazed when I speak at other people's church camps.
所以我每次到了其他的教会，在他们的营会当中讲道的时候呢，我就很惊讶。
I find out that they are these churches. They pray for us.
就是这些教会也为我们祷告。
And we ought to pray for them. They were genuinely earnest. They would ask some things about the church. We should realize that they were caring. They cared for our church.
所以他们是存着真诚的心问起我们教会的光景。所以他们的确是真诚的来顾念为我们祷告。
They cared about the work in Perth.
他们也顾念在博士这里的工作。
They cared about our battles over here.
他也眷顾到我们在教会当中我们所面对的征战。
Now then we learn from this man Tychicus.
那现在我们就从这个推基古这个弟兄身上学习。
Now, Tychicus is mentioned a few times in scriptures, but not a lot of details are given.
那推基古这个弟兄在圣经里都提到好几次，但是没有很多的背景。
What can we learn from him?
但从他身上能学什么呢？
Now in Acts chapter 20, we know that he was one of those that accompanied the Apostle Paul in his missionary journeys.
从使徒行传第二十章，我们知道这个弟兄是跟随着使徒保罗去宣教的。
He was named among others.
他与其他弟兄一起提到这些他们的名字。
We also know that Paul sent him to few places to aid the work.In the churches in different places.
我们也知道保罗也差派他到其他地方去帮助其他教会的事工。
And based on tracing, he's likely one of those who was also with Paul to carry the church collections to aid other churches.
所以根据他的这些痕迹呢，他所走过的地方呢，我们知道他也是那一些带着教会圣徒们的捐献。
Now, but this one thing we know.
所以但这里我们知道一件事情。
That in several places when he's mentioned.
在多处的经文当提到推基古这个弟兄的时候，
Paul uses this word for this brother.
那保罗就用了这个词来描
述形容他。Look at verse
21. 你看第二十一节。
Now he says he's a beloved brother.
他说他是一个所亲爱的弟兄。
He's a faithful minister in the Lord.
他是忠心侍奉主的弟兄。
This word minister is where we get the word deacon.
所以这个侍奉这个词呢，就是我们所有我们执事所翻译过来的词。
Now in Colossians, Paul said the same thing about Tychicus.
在哥罗西书，保罗也对推基古有同样的评语。
Paul also sent Tychicus to carry his affairs to Colossian church.
所以在那里呢，保罗也吩咐推基古把他的光景告诉哥罗西的教会。
And his exact words were also a beloved brother, a faithful minister.
所以提起他的时候呢，提起推基古的时候，他也提起他是一位所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的弟兄
，and a fellow servant in the Lord，
也是在主里面的一个仆人。
We know two things，
所以两件事情我们能够知道
：a beloved brother，
他是一个所亲爱的弟兄
；a faithful minister，
一个忠心侍奉主的弟兄
；and in that he was serving together, fellow servant。
所以这里呢，他也提起他是保罗的同工。
We know this for sure. Paul is in prison.
这我们很确实的知道，因为保罗在监狱里。
Tychicus was not in prison.
推基古没有在监狱里。
Tychicus could travel.
因为推基古
he was not locked up.
能够到处去行走，他没有被关在监狱里。
In other words, you imagine Paul locked up in prison, but Tychicus visiting him.
所以你想象一下，保罗被锁在监狱里，但是推基古常常去探望他。
Continue to assist him.
常常的帮助他们。
Paul says, "Go here, go there." Tychicus goes.
保罗说去这里去那里，推基古也跟着去。
Tychicus was an encouragement. to the Apostle Paul.
对使徒保罗来说呢，推基古这位弟兄是他的鼓励。
Now as fellow Christians in battle.
那我们是在征战当中一同做圣徒的。
And especially to those that are in the ministry of the word.
那特别是在神话语事工当中侍奉的这些圣徒们。
Doing the church, the kingdom's work.
在教会当中为着神国度的事工来侍奉的。
How do we show encouragement?
我们怎么样去鼓励他们？
Care for those that are battling at the forefront of the battle of the spiritual battles.
在这属灵征战当中的前线征战的这些圣徒，怎么样去顾念他们？
We see a brother that stuck closely to the Apostle Paul.
我们看见这里有一位兄弟，他是紧紧地跟着使徒保罗。
We see someone that the Apostle Paul said is faithful, means he can be trusted.
这里呢，我们看见使徒保罗说他是忠心的，就是说他是可以被信靠的。
Someone that he can depend on.
一个他能够依赖的一个人。
Someone that he knows have the same heart with him regarding the work of the ministry.
他知道这个人在神的事工上是与他同心的。
It is the greatest encouragement to myself as your pastor.
那我作为你们的牧师，这是我最大的鼓励。
Because I know many of you are like that.
因为我知道你们中人有很多人都是这样子的一位圣徒。
That you truly love the cause of Christ.
你真的爱神基督的国度。
You support the cause of Christ.
你也支持基督的工作。
You desire that the cause of Christ is forwarded.
你也渴望基督的工作能够前进。
You're interested in the work of God.
你对神的工作感兴趣。
And when asked to serve,
当问你要不要服侍的时候
，knowing that you can be trusted,
因为我们相信你是能够被信任的。
You willingly step up. I know it's not easy.
你愿意的来承担，因为我知道你认为这是不容易的。
But it is a great encouragement to myself, to the session, to the board.
对我自己，对长执会，对长老理事会，这是一个很大的鼓励。
You see, Tychicus did not look at the Apostle Paul. Oh, you're in prison, quite useless.
所以推基果没有看着使徒保罗说：“你在监狱里应该是没有用的。”
Actually, quite shameful for me to keep going to the prison and visit you.
那其实我去监狱里面一直探望你，其实很羞耻的事情。
Maybe I should help other ministers.
可能要去帮其他的这些。牧师们
Maybe things will move better than supporting someone who's in prison.
可能对他们来说，我支持他们，事情能够更加的前进，以及去在监狱里面顾念你。
But although Paul was, when Paul was free, he was with Paul. Although Paul was in prison, he continued to stuck by Paul.
保罗当保罗自由的时候呢，他一直跟着保罗。当保罗进监狱的时候呢，他也常常的去探望保罗。
Are we such?A present to those serving in the ministry.
那你对于那些在事工当中服侍的这些人，你是否是这样子的一个人？
Paul moves beyond self to each other, now to those that are ministering in the gospel's work.
所以保罗谈到自己，然后谈到别人，其他的人。那现在呢，他谈到在福音的事工当中侍奉的人。
How do we view those that are ministers of the word?
你怎么样看待那些传讲神话语的这些传道人
？Look at Tychicus. Tychicus was known repeatedly as a beloved brother.
那推基古呢，常常被称为是所亲爱的兄弟。
Beloved because he was someone that when in times of need, he was always there for the apostle.
因为他被称为所亲爱的，因为在有需要的时候呢，他常常在都到这个使徒们的旁边。
In prison,
在监狱里
，beloved because he loved the kingdom's work.
他被称为所亲爱的，因为他爱神的国度，神国度的工作。
Beloved, now notice he said a beloved brother.
要知道他这里所提起的是他是一个所亲爱的兄弟。
Means he was like family.
就是说他就像一个家人一样。
Beloved means when the Apostle Paul sees him, his heart is filled with much joy and thankfulness for his kindness.
所以就是当保罗看见他的时候呢，他心里面是充满着感谢的。
And also about his faithfulness.
还有要感谢他是一个忠心的人。
Are we beloved to others?
我们对其他人来说是否是一个所亲爱的兄弟？
Or are we instead of being a care, a help to those in the ministry?
我们是不是没有去帮助眷顾在服事当中的这些圣徒们？
Someone that helped forward the cause of the work of the church.
就是成为一位能够使教会的工作能够前进的圣徒。
That's why we are beloved.
这样子的话我们就被称为被亲爱所亲爱的。
A joy to have present in church.
在你在教会人家会感到喜乐。
A joy and a blessing to have in the midst of God's people, God's work.
在神的百姓当中，在神的工作当中，你是一个祝福。
Are we a beloved?
所以你是否是一个所亲爱的兄弟？
Now sometimes I hear people say,
有的时候听到人家说，
even at the home,
甚至在家里面也谈到，
Oh, I wish my husband was not at home.
我希望我的丈夫不在家。
Oh, I wish my wife is not at home.
我希望我的妻子不在家。
Because whenever the person is around, there's constant fighting and anger.
因为当那一个人在家的时候呢，家里常常的争吵吵架。
There's no peace when the person is around.
当那个人存在的时候呢，家里面没有平静。
I wish this sibling is not around.
那我也希望，可能我们希望某个兄弟姐妹不在。
It's a very unlovely person.
他是一个不值得。去亲爱的人。
The person is around is constant bickering.
当他在的时候呢，常常去发怨言。
Jealousies,
嫉妒。
Gossiping,
说闲话。
Create a environment of unhappiness.
常常把这个整个环境搞得很不自在。
To the point where people say, "I wish this person doesn't come home."
甚至到一个程度，人家都认为我希望这个人不要回家。
It's very sad if we are such a person.
如果我们是这样子的人，那是非常悲哀的。
The Bible says there are people that tear down their own homes with their own hands.
那圣经也说，也有人用自己的双手把自己的家里，使家庭倒塌了。
It's the same in the work of the ministry.
在事工当中也是一样的。
Tychicus was someone that was a blessing to the Apostle Paul and the work of the kingdom.
那推基古呢？他是神的工作，对于保罗来说，对于神的工作来说，是一个祝福。
Are we someone that helps to forward the cause?
我们是否是那一些能够帮助使神的事工前进的人呢？
Or hinder the work?
还是我们是阻挡神事工的人？
Are we someone that help promote rather than pull down the work of God in church?
我们是否是那一些？能够提倡推进神工作的人呢，还是把神的工作搞垮的？
Are we someone that when we are around, everyone else kind of like step back?
那我们是不是那一些当你在教会的时候，人家都要远离你的那种人？
Because we do not know what explosion is going to happen.
因为我们不知道你几时会爆炸。
That we are a disruption.
我们是教会里面搞事情的人。
Then we can't say that we are a beloved to the cause of Christ.
那我们就不能够说我们是在神的事工上作为一个所亲爱的兄弟。
Now remember one thing.
我们要记得一件事。
This is in the context of spiritual battles.
这里所谈的是关于在征战属灵征战当中的一个课题。
Paul was already facing great hindrances.
保罗已经遇到很大的这些。
He desired the prayers of the people.
他也希望这些教会的信徒们为他祷告。
And he's thankful that there are those like Tychicus.
所以他也很感恩，因为有像推基古这样子的弟兄。
That was an aid to his cause.
能够在他的侍奉上成为他的帮助。
He said Tychicus will declare all our affairs.
他说推基古会把我的事情告诉你们。
Verse 21, all things.
所有的事情。
See, Tychicus was someone that was truly understanding the work of God.
所以推基古是那一种能够明白事理、明白神事工的那一种弟兄。
Not someone that is self-centered.
而不是以自我为中心的人。
Someone that was there to help the Apostle Paul.
他是那一位在那里帮助使徒保罗的一个兄弟。
I can safely say that I feel that about our session today.
那我也能够很确实的说，来这样子的评论我们的我们现今的这个展示会。
We face many difficulties sometimes.
那有的时候我们遇到很多的问题。
Difficult decisions.
很困难的决定。
But these men, they are concerned about the welfare of the spiritual state of the church.
所以，但这些人他们却眷顾教会当中的光景，眷顾教会当中的这些需要。
And when I think about them, it brings a warmth, a feeling of comfort as we serve in the ministry.
所以当我们想起他的时候呢，我们在事工当中一起侍奉的时候呢，我心里面实在是充满着安慰。
But let us not be worshippers that bring chaos, bring sadness to the heart of those that serve.
但我们个人就不要成为那些使到侍奉在侍奉当中的人心里面感到忧愁的那些敬拜者。
Because instead of a beloved to the work of God,
所以我们却没有成为事工当中所亲爱的。
A beloved to those that battle in the spiritual warfare,
也没有成为在征战当中侍奉的人，对他们来说，你是一个所亲爱的兄弟。
We fall into the trap of Satan to be the distractor of the work of God.
我们却陷入撒旦的陷阱，成为神事工当中使人分心的人。
Now the third group.
那第三组人。
The third group is the church.
那第三组就是教会。
What can we learn about the church's care for the saints in battle?
我们怎么样来学习就是教会眷顾在征战当中的事情。
Look at verse 22.
看第二十二节。
Now he says that, oh, I'm sending Tychicus that he might comfort your heart.
他说我差派推基古让他能够安慰你们的心。
You see, Paul knew somehow that the people in the Ephesus church, they were very troubled in their hearts and they needed comforting.
所以保罗知道以弗所教会的信徒们，他们心里面很忧愁，他们需要安慰。
Now this is the church that when the Apostle Paul left.
那这个教会呢是使徒保罗曾经在那里然后离开的。
When he met them along the way.
当他在路上遇见他们的时候。
This is the church where they wept over him, they hugged him and they wept and pleaded that he don't leave their midst.
那这个教会呢是那一群当他们看见保罗的时候呢，他们在那里哭泣。祈求保罗不要离开他们。
When they knew that the Apostle Paul was going to face great persecution,
当他们知道使徒保罗即将要面对很严厉的逼迫的时候，
they were so concerned for him.
他们非常眷顾到他。
They were worried that being an apostle to the Gentiles, now if the Apostle Paul gets chained up, what is going to happen to the cause of Christ?
那既然使徒保罗是向外邦人传福音的使徒，如果他被抓起来的时候呢，那神的工作该怎么办？
He knows their heart towards him and the work to the Gentiles.
他知道这些信徒们对他的顾念，对这个向外邦人传福音的事工上的这个顾念。
He saw their great concern for the work of the ministry and those that serve in the ministry.
他看见这些教会非常顾念神的施工。
And he knew that they needed comforting.
所以他知道这些人也需要安慰。
What can we learn?
所以我们能够学什么呢?
Do we have any care for the work of God beyond BPCWA?
我们是否眷顾顾念那些在我们教会以外的这些施工?
Do we have concern when we read in prayer meeting, oh, this church is facing this problem, let's pray for them.
我们在祷告会上看见这个祷告事项的时候，这些教会遇到这样的问题，我们是否会不会说，现在我们为他们祷告
？Are we a church that have learned something？
我们是否是已经学过一样功课的教会
？A church that is not just concerned as for our own walk，
不只是去顾念自己的生活的教会
，but as individual worshipper learn this thing。
所以我们身为每一个敬拜者
It's not just putting on your own armor
要学习这个功课不只是穿上自己的军
装 Fighting your own battle
为自己来征战
It is a church that have concerns that are troubled when the ministry of the word of God is impacted.
让我们成为一个教会，当神的事工受影响的时候呢，我们心里面会有顾念的心。
Are you concerned about Far Eastern Bible College?
你是否顾念远东神学院？
When it goes through battles,
当他遇见问题的时候，
争战的时候。Are you concerned about other sound biblical churches?
你是否顾念其他信仰纯正的这些教会？
Now is Paul just simply saying be concerned about people in the ministry?
那神啊，保罗在这里是不是说只要顾念那些在事工当中侍奉的人？
Is it just that?
是否是这些人罢了呢？
It is not about the people.
不只是那些人罢了。
It is always about the kingdom of God.
而是常常都是顾念着神的工作，神的
事工。In verse 20, he chose to use the word ambassador.
二十节他用了这个词，使者。
Is to remind the readers, it is not about me.
所以要提醒读者，这不是关乎我自己的事情。
It is about the kingdom, our King, Christ, our King, His work.
而是基督我们的君王。
And please remember this.
是要记得这一点。
The work of God is forwarded how?
神的工作是怎么样前进？
The work of God is forwarded by the church of God.
神的工作是由神的教会去使它前进。
I hope we have a concern for the church of God.
我希望大家都能够顾念神的教会。
Now I pray that we do not leave the book of Ephesians not learning this lesson.
我希望我们查完以弗所书之后，我们却没有学到这个功课。
A concept to love the church of God because it is that which forwards the kingdom's work.
就是要爱神教会的一个念头，因为这才能够使神的教会工作能够前进。
We love those in the ministry because they are the ones in the forefront that is forwarding.The kingdom's work as ambassadors.
所以我们爱这些在侍奉当中、事工当中全职服侍的这些人，因为他们是在前线征战，使神国度的事工能够前进的。
Do you think about BBCWA in your prayers?
所以在你的祷告当中，你是否顾念西雅图圣经长老会
？Do you have any love for this church that God has put you in?
你是否有爱慕这个神给你的教会？
Or are you someone that is very self-centered?
你还是你是一位非常以自我为中心的人。
Now my heart was really very moved when I visited someone recently.
那最近我去探访一个人，我心里面实在受到感动。
This person is very ill, quite ill.
这个人生病得很严重。
Can't really eat.
不能够吃饭。
In pain. Can't sleep well.
身体有疼痛，不能够睡觉。
Now, when I spoke with this person,
当我跟这个人谈话的时候
this person said, every day I just worry about one thing.
那每一天我只担心一件事情
Now, I was thinking the person is going to say that I can sleep better, I can eat better.
我在想这个人可能在想的就是我能够担心我不能够睡好吃得不好
That the doctor knows what's wrong with me and cure me.
让医生能够知道我的问题是什么然后医治我
But this person said, I just worry day and night.For the church, for BBCWA.
他说我天天都在为着西雅图圣经长老会担忧。
And he said, I keep praying to God, give us peace, give us unity.
那我说我常常的向神祷告，求神赐教会有合一的心，有安宁。
I keep praying to God, please protect your church.
我一直的向神祷告，求你保守你的教
会。Please don't let us go back to the days where there was so much fighting.
让我们不要回到之前的那种状态，常常有争闹的事情。
Please, now that things are peaceful, that internally we don't have all these fights.
所以现在事情已经安定下来了，我们在里面内部不要有任何的争闹。
That people don't rise up and cause problems.
人家不会起来制造问题。
I am so concerned about the new church building, what state it is in.
我也很顾念这个我们的要扩建的这个建堂的工作到底进展怎么样。
This is just what I'm concerned about before God calls me home.
这是神还没有召我回天家之前我顾念的事情。
Now, I wonder how many of us, when we are old and sick, what occupies our minds and heart, although we are in pain, is the church of God.
所以当我们年老的时候虽然身体上有很多的病痛但是我们头脑里面所想的是什么顾念呢
Paul wanted the people to learn, don't just be a solo soldier fighter. Be concerned about who you are fighting for, your king's kingdom.
所以保罗这里要教导这些圣徒们，不要为自己独自的去征战，你要征战的时候要想到你的君王他的国度。
We are a soldier not for ourselves and for our own family. That's it.
那我们身为一个战士，不是为自己，不是为自己的家庭做战士。
But it is the cause of Christ.
而是基督的工作。
And therefore we must love the church.
这也是为什么我们一定要爱教会。
Now this is not the Roman Catholic concept of love the church.
啊，这个不是罗马天主教的那种爱教会的概念。
Where all if you are not in this church, you have no salvation.
就是说你如果不属于这个教会，你就是没有得救的人。
This is about the purity of the church, the work of God's kingdom.
那这是关乎教会的纯洁，神的工作。
Because the moment the church has trouble,
那一旦教会出现问题的时候，
the work of God will slow down.
神的工作就会缓慢下来。
I said earlier on,
之前我说过，
we are in a battle.
我们在征战中。
Saints are in a battle.
圣徒也在征战中。
The church is in a battle.
教会也在征战中。
The greatest enemy, Satan, what he wants is not just for you to fall.
我们最大的仇敌撒旦，他不只是要你跌倒罢了。
Because he knows when you and I fall,
因为他知道如果你我跌倒的时候，
the church will be weak.
教会就会衰弱。
When families disobey God, the church will be weak.
家庭们如果违背神的话，教会也会软弱。
If we don't care about the kingdom's work, we won't care about the ministers, we won't care about are the church's work.
所以如果我们不顾念神事工的工作的话呢，我们也不会顾念在侍奉当中服侍的人，不会顾念教会的事工。
So one thing to learn about this spiritual battle.
所以在这个属灵的征战当中，我们要学一样的
功课。Doesn't stop at us.
不只是我们罢了。
Doesn't stop at our family.
或者是我们的家庭罢了。
It is all about really the church of God.
而是真的顾念到神的教会。
There is a new movement.
有一个新的运动。
That's been around for some time.
一段时间了，盛行了一段时间。
And increasingly, I think it has crept into the thinking of many Christians.
但我发现这个错误的运动已经进入到很多信徒的思想当中。
It is this slogan.
那就是有这样子的一句话。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
But I hate religion.
但是我恨恶宗教。
And now there is this saying.
那现在有这样子的一个俗语。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
But not the church.
但不是教会。
This is a new movement. Well, I would say this has been around for some time.
那我说这样子的一个运动已经盛行了一段时间了。
This is the fiery dart of Satan.
那这是撒旦的火箭。
That's why today we have people who say, do not need to come to church.
这也是为什么今天有人会说不需要来教会。
Just stay at home and worship on your own.
在家里面自己敬拜就可以了。
You can wear your pajamas and have your milk and then worship.
你可以穿着你的睡衣喝着牛奶敬拜。
Don't need to come for meetings.
不需要来教会聚会。
Don't need to come for prayer meetings.
不用来祷告会。
So it is church is just there to project things for you to learn and you can it is for you.
教会只是把这些信息传给你们，让你们受益，让你们去敬拜就可以了。
So, now this is not made up.
啊，这个不是捏造出来的。
This is organizations after organizations doing many surveys about the thinking of majority of Christians today about the church.
所以这是很多的这些组织，他们做了很多的调查，今天的信徒对教会的看法是什么
Which Satan has had success in changing the thinking, the biblical thinking of believers.
所以这是撒旦已经成功改变了信徒的想法。
Some say, I'm done with church.
有些人说我已经放弃了教会。
Some will say in the survey, I don't really need church. My relationship is personal with God.
有些人说我不需要教会，我与神的关系是个人的。
Some in survey says, I don't believe in organized religion.
有些人说我不相信宗教里面应该有任何的组织。
Some say church is a man-made invention. It is not God's idea.
有些人说教会是人的发明，不是神的旨意。
That is why they say we don't need church.
这是为什么他们说我不需要教会。
Means the work that the church does for the kingdom of God is not important. It's the church exists just for me.
就是说神的教会的存在为着神的事工不重要，教会的存在是为了我的益处。
That is why over time people just turn up in church. Church is here to tell me how to be comforted.
所以这也是为什么有人有这样的想法，我来到教会，教会的用意就是告诉我我怎么样得安慰。
When I am sad,
当我伤心
how much God loves me.
当我伤心的时候，教会告诉我神有多爱我。
And I want to feel lovedby God and by others, and that is the reason why church exists.
所以我要知道神有多爱我，人家有多爱我，这也是为什么教会存在。
That is why church have problems.
这就是为什么教会里头有很多问题。
Because people always feel I am not loved.
因为很多人说我没有被爱。
I am not getting attention.
我没有得到我该得的注意力。
Paul turns their attention as an ambassador to the work of the ministry.
保罗身为神的使者，把他们的注意力专注在神的事工上。
Instead of being beloved to the work of God, to the ministers of God,
我们身为神的工作，作为一个所亲爱的兄弟，
we become a pain in the church.
我们却成为教会的一个痛处，
distracting from the work that needs to be done.
使到人不能够专心，使他们分心，不能够去完成该做的工作。
Satan succeeds.
撒旦已经成功了。
Now, let me ask you, is the church important or not?
问问大家，教会重不重要？
What do you think?
你认为呢？
Am I trying to make you love the church?
我是不是在要使你爱教会？
Because I want you to love BPCWA.
因为我要你们爱西奥笃信圣经长老会。
Before chapter 6 that we are in,
那在第六章之前呢？
Paul covered about Christ and the church, his bride.
保罗提过了教会还有基督，教会是基督的心腹。
In chapter 5,
在第五节，第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 25.
二十二节。
Now he says this about Christ and his attitude towards the church.
他这里提到了教会以及他怎么样看待教会。
Verse 25 in chapter 5, Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
他说你们第二十五节五章二十五节你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己。
I think something that Christ came for.
所以这里呢是基督来到这个世上所做的事。
Shed his blood for.
为这个事流了宝血。
Died for.
为他而死。
Continue to care for.
继续的来眷顾他。
The church.
那就是教会。
I think we can safely say that it is something that God wants us to love.
所以我们很能够很确定的说，这也是神要我们爱的。
But this new movement is to cause the Christian to move away from this very key objective of Christ.
但是这样子的一个假运动，使到信徒们已经离弃了这样子的一个侧重点。
For the believers to love the church.
就是要让信徒能够爱教会。
Not destroy the church.
而不是毁掉教会。
To support the work of the church.
能够支持教会的事工。
Not distract the work of the church.
不是使教会分心不能够完成神的事工。
To have a genuine care for the church.
能够有真诚的心顾念教会。
So the title is Concern for the saints in the battle.
所以今天的主题是顾念征战中的圣徒。
The real concern isReally, the work of God.
真正的顾念的目标应该是神的工作。
Now I ask you this question.
问大家这个问题。
In your heart, since you became a believer,
自从你信主以来
，What is the place of the church that God gave to us in your heart?
在你心里面，神给你的教会的地位是多少
？Is it a place that, or?An organization that exists to serve me.
是不是一个组织为了要使你得益处服侍你的一个组织呢
？To not displease me with its teachings.
让他的教导不会使我不高兴。
To not tell me what to do.
让教会不要告诉我我该做什么。
Even though it's from His Word.
虽然是从圣经里面所教导的。
It is just a place to make me feel comforted, happy.
教会只不过是一个让我能够感受到安慰的一个地方。
Or is it a place that we fight God's kingdom's battle?
还是教会是一个你认为教会是一个我们能够为神的工作征战的地方
？Not fight each other.
不是互相征战。
Do you have that love for the church which Christ purchased with His blood?
你是否爱基督用宝血所买赎来的教会呢？
What is your favorite hymn?
你最喜欢的诗歌是什么？
I asked that in one of our DHW questions a few months back.
过去的几个月之前，我们在我们的查经资料里面问了这个问题，你喜欢哪一首诗歌？
Some may say, what a friend we have in Jesus.
有些人说耶稣是我的良友。
That's so popular in the world.
在世界上很著名的一首诗歌。
Jesus, my friend.
耶稣是我的朋友。
He looks after me.
他眷顾我。
He loves me. He cares for me.
他爱我，他还顾念，他顾念我。
Some may be, does Jesus care?
另外一些人可能说，耶稣是否顾念我？
Does Jesus care when I am sad?
当我伤心的时候，耶稣有没有顾念我？
Some may be, Jesus loves me. This I know.
有些人说耶稣爱我，这是我知道的。
Nothing wrong with these hymns.
那这些诗歌都没有错。
But when that is what is our favorite hymn.
但是这是我们最喜欢的诗歌。
Kind of like a theme hymn in our life.
就是我们生命当中的一个主题诗歌。
Then we have to ask ourselves, have the Christian walk been about just me?
那我们就要问自己，我们的属灵生活是不是只是我们关于我们自己罢了？
Then I asked another question in DHW, remember?
然后查经的资料里面我问了另外一个问题。
What makes you cry?
什么东西会使你流泪?
What would make you moan?
什么东西会使你伤心?
What would make you like the church in Ephesus, so troubled in your heart that you need comforting?
什么东西会使你像以弗所的教会心里面非常的担忧?
What is it?
是什么事情呢?
Is it...The loss of a job.
是不是你失业的时候就很担心?
Which is very, very difficult. I don't trivialize that.
的确，失业的时间是非常困难的。
Is it a loss of something that you love very much?
还是失去的一些你所非常喜欢的一样东西，或者一个人?
Or is it not achieving certain goals in your life?
还是你在生命当中没有办法达到一个目标?
Is it not getting your PR?
是不是你没有办法拿到永久居留证的时候是你最伤心的时候
Is it not having good health?
还是没有健康的时候
What troubles you and makes you sad?
什么事情使你担忧使你悲哀
What is it?
是什么事呢
It will tell a lot about what matters a lot to us in our battles in life.
所以这能够表达出我们在生命当中征战的时候哪一样东西对我们来说是最重要的
Would we be so concerned and so troubled?
所以我们是否会不会非常的担忧，非常的困扰
？Like this elderly man, he was so concerned that bad people come into the church and cause trouble again.
就像这个年长者，他很担心的就是有坏人进到教会里面来搞事情。
How would you, or would you be so worried and so concerned week after week?
还是你每一个星期都非常的担心
that you would pray in your family, Lord, please keep BPCWA faithful till your second coming to receive your bride.
就会你会常常的在家庭里面常常为着教会祷告，让这个教会能够忠心到主再来。
Would you cry when you see BPCWA become a church that is new evangelical?
如果你看见西澳笃信圣经长老会成为一个新福音派的教会，你是否会担心伤心呢
？Would you cry？When you see BPCWA become liberal,
如果你看见我们的教会成为自由派的教会，你是否会感到担心、伤心呢
？When our worship becomes worldly and carnal,
当我们的敬拜变成非常属世的方式
，When the church only preaches that which does not displease any man,
当教会只会传那些不会使人不高兴的教导
，Would your heart be grieved?
你的心是否会担忧？
Or you will be grieved when your car, your nice shiny car door get dented.
还是你车门被刮到的时候，你很伤心。
What makes our heart need comforting?
什么事情是要使我们的心得到安慰
？Is it what is the state of the church? What is the state of the kingdom's work?
是不是教会的光景，神工作的光景能够安慰我们的心
？Now I've been telling.Our session this very frequently recently.
那最近我一直告诉我们的长执会的成员
I really pray that BPCWA worshippers would love God's church.
我真的祷告，需要笃信圣经长老会的敬拜者能够爱神的教会。
Learn this thing which Satan has managed to deceive us, mask our thinking about.
撒旦已经成功的来欺哄我们。
Don't have to care for the church of God.
那个想法就是不需要顾念教会的。
It must be something that we say, my tears will fall for the church.
我们心里面应该能够说出，当是教会的光景怎么样的时候，能够使我心里面会感到感忧。
That is what would trouble my heart most of all.
那这也是常常使我心里面担心的事情。
That is what the hymn writer writes. I love thy kingdom, Lord.
所以这也是诗人这么样的说，我爱你，我主国度。
For the church of God, his tears will fall.
为了神的教会，我的眼泪都会流下。
Will we learn this?
我们是否会学到这个功课呢？
Let us rise to sing our closing hymn.
让我们来唱结束的诗歌。
179.
179首。
179.
179首。